Hey, beautiful, let's talk about the three reasons that spenders do well in business. Okay, if you are a spender money habit archetype, then you are probably aware by now that your pattern tends to be that all the money that comes in disappears again. It all goes out, and it can lead to a bit of a feeling of living hand to mouth and never really getting ahead. However, there are some things that come from that that are a real asset to you in your business, and I want to talk about those today. So first of all, because you are a spender, it means you're comfortable with this ebb and flow of business. And that means that your vibe will more consistently stay high. You'll stay more aligned to that high vibrational frequency, to that vibration of abundance. And that actually helps you continue to attract the money. Now, the pattern is that the money that comes in tends to all go out again. And we'll talk about what to do about that in a minute. But the thing is that as a spender, you have grown accustomed to the ebb and flow of business, which is a natural phenomenon that will happen to some extent in your business, and you're okay with it. You're not so easily fazed by it, and it means that you can stay in alignment much more easily, and that is a huge asset for you. The second reason why spenders do well in business is that you're happy to invest in growth, and you're comfortable with spending money, with spending all the money that's available, right? Because that's your habit pattern. And what that means is your business can grow faster and you get to enjoy time out a lot sooner because you're happy to invest in your business and help it grow when it needs that investment. Now, the next thing is that because you're naturally in flow with money, you're naturally used to that money's flowing in, money's flowing out, and it is a continual flow. You're not stifling the flow. In fact, you're completely open channel to that flow. What that actually does is it does keep it coming. And because you know that more money will come, that's why you're comfortable spending it. And that is a huge asset. So what that actually does is it allows the money to keep coming at whatever level you've committed to investing into your business at. So for you, it's you invest in your business and you might take that up a notch, but you also know that that money will flow in. You also know that you'll spend most of it, but you know that that money will flow in, and so it will come and your business will thrive for it. So these natural tendencies can be a really big asset, and they've taught you many valuable things that will serve you really well going forward. In fact, they've trained you to live in that natural ebb and flow, to be comfortable being a conduit for money flowing in and out, and to stay vibrationally stable in amongst all of it. So you've been really well trained for all of those things by being a spender money habit archetype. Now we just need to shift the underlying story so that some of that money can actually stay around to grow and multiply for you. So for that, you want to get some really practical things in place. And I do have another blog you can search on here for it. It's on how spenders can actually create a buffer and a savings account. So maybe if you just type in, spender and it'll come up for you. So that's some practical tips, but the most important thing you need to do is shift that unconscious story that keeps saying all the money that comes in has got to disappear. You want to change the story that's keeping that pattern alive, and while you will be able to retain all the beautiful things that it has taught you so far. And to change that underlying story, just jump on my quiz. I've linked it up in the description here. Jump on the quiz. Confirm you're a spender money habit archetype, and then work your way through the sequence of emails I'm going to send you that will help you dive down to uncover what the story is that has been fueling and driving and informing that pattern to occur, so that you can then shift and change it and transform it into a much more empowering and a helpful story, so that your money can stick around, have lots of fun with you, and start to grow and multiply. So I'd love to hear from you and hear how that goes. Feel welcome to leave me some comments. Bookmark this page and put it in your calendar in a few months' time. Come back and report back. I'd love to hear from you. And until then, keep on embracing your unlimited potential. Bye-bye.